I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the youngsters are out of school for only a few more weeks. How much have you guys done together this summer? We'll talk a little more about that coming up in a moment.
The West Virginia DNR has a mission to protect wildlife for the use and enjoyment of all state citizens. They work hard to manage the resources wisely, restoring miles of acid streams, maintaining wildlife populations, and protecting their habitat. They work hard to provide opportunities for you to enjoy them with development and maintenance of public fishing and hunting areas or watchable wildlife sites. West Virginians are wild about nature. 75% participate in wildlife-related activities. Woods, water, and wildlife. They're wild, they're yours, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way.
I can tell you, as a parent, your time with your children passes rapidly. We're all busy, but you really need to seize the opportunity every chance you can to take them hunting and fishing and make some memories that will last for the rest of their lives. Scott Warner's with the West Virginia DNR and says if you don't make that time, kids are going to find something else to occupy it.
Everything from computer games to soccer practice to whatever else that's out there. I mean, when you and I grew up, the only thing I did in the afternoon was throw rocks and go fishing somewhere. And now there's just so many things pulling our kids away from hunting and fishing that it's important that the parents actually reach out, grab those kids, and pull them back. And the importance of that, Chris, is that, you know, hunting and fishing or just wildlife recreation is something that it's an activity that the parents can share and enjoy with their kids. It's something that they can do throughout a lifetime and have memories to share for, you know, with their kids.
Surveys indicate those among us who hunt and fish have done it since we were very young. That's when the seeds are planted, and if kids are not introduced before they're in their teens, it's likely they never will. Face it, we're all busy, and the world has changed a lot from when you and I grew up.
A lot of us grew up, you know, several years ago, and I'm not going to say what year because then you start identifying how old we are, but at that time, you usually had, you know, both parents being around the house, and usually one of the parents being at home. Nowadays, you see both parents are working. Unfortunately, you also see a lot of single parents that have to work.
Now, it doesn't take a lot to make for a great day, but the first thing you need to keep in mind is on a kid's trip, it's for the kid, not you.
One of the biggest mistakes that parents make or adults make when they take these kids out is that they want to be too serious about the event. They want to spend too much time out there. They really want to, you know, go after that big fish. And kids' attention spans are real small. The best thing to do is only plan to take them out for just a couple hours.
Same can be said for a kid's hunting trip.
Special youth events in the fall to try to get kids more involved. But don't try to take them on the backside of Spruce Knob. What you want to do is just go out the back door, spend a little bit of time, do it when the weather conditions are favorable.
Remember, they're only here for a short period of time, and then they're grown and gone. And with school starting next month, you don't want to let every opportunity evaporate forever. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.